and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So finally, Shiv Charan has recovered from the European Super League syndrome, and I guess now he can talk. So glad to have you back. So with that being said, let's park the bus. Start with European Super League. Actually, I guess we should start with yesterday's Champions League affair. So what happened?
First of all, I mean, the match was really good. I mean, it was very tactical, according to me. Being a
very
Chelsea
tactical.
Fan,
yeah.
Being a Chelsea fan, I was happy with how Chelsea played, and I can see the difference between the teams in the semi-finals and the others, because I always felt the time we drew Atletico Madrid, Chelsea were out of the Champions League. But Atletico Madrid played really bad and we got in. So,
yeah.
Real Madrid's midfield actually is really, really amazing, and Karim Benzema is such an underrated striker, and I can't believe I'm just you know, understanding that fact right now, because he's extremely lethal in front of the goal, and everyone, you know, the football pundits and, you know, the commentators, everyone is saying that, you know, if Chelsea had a Karim Benzema in their team, they would be scoring 4-5 goals, because the Real Madrid did not have a lot of chances, but they took the chances they had. And Chelsea had a lot of chances, and we did not take the chances we had.
When the game... Yeah, sorry. Go on.
No, so... I mean... you were about to say something?
Yeah. In terms of tactics, if you see... Real Madrid only had Vinicius Jr. Like, who can support Karim Benzema. Apart from that, Cruz, Casemiro, Modric. That midfield, if you see... Modric was playing as a winger, who was going in to press, I guess, Chilwell.
Yes.
And that was creating space for Mason Mount. You see the game here. Now,
yeah.
Mason Mount had space, but who is covering Mason Mount? I guess, what was his name? Eder Militao. Eder Militao, obviously. And Eder Militao, if you have seen whole game, like, he was not going easy on Mason Mount.
Yes.
He was completely showing physicality that was needed.
Yes.
And that part I did not understand, why Zidane played Modric as a winger in the first half, but second half, the Cruz, Casemiro, Modric thing came together. And if you see, I remember in few situations also, Carvajal and Marcelo, like Real Madrid, this whole team, I've heard that the main team, the main Real Madrid team is injured. So,
you mean Sergio Ramos?
No, not just him. Many players are injured at the moment. Like, I've heard, like...
No, only two players are actually, the main players are injured actually. It was Sergio Ramos and Lucas Vazquez. Everyone else, I think, were present in the field, because even Hazard was fit.
But Hazard was not looking like Hazard that, like, remember?
I mean, yes, he was not. I mean, looking at Hazard's play in Chelsea, since we've seen him for a long amount of time, it doesn't look like it. But he's getting back to his best. I mean, I do not know why I'm still supporting Hazard here. All I'm saying is that, like you said, Modric played like a winger the first half. But Kante got a lot of space due to Marcelo's small errors. And since Modric was...
He was not playing as a left back. The traditional position in which we know Marcelo plays.
Yeah, he was playing left wing back, which I don't think suited him really well, according to me.
Yeah.
And Kante...
In first half, if you remember, if I was Tuchel, I would be very, very disappointed, like, after that first half. And as a... Like, this match for me is like, whom to support, I also don't know, because for Spurs, we are supposed to hate Chelsea, and for Barcelona, we are supposed to hate Real Madrid, and both are only playing. So in first half, Pulisic scored, but Timo Werner, man.
I'll
tell you one thing. Yesterday, you might have not thought this, but in second leg, if Real Madrid wins by one or two goal margin also, or wins it by away goals, it is solely because of that first half misses.
Yes, I think if Chelsea loses out of the Champions League, there will be a lot of slaughter on Timo Werner's misses, because I actually, like, even right now you ask me, I love Timo Werner, man, but sometimes he has to take his chances with his getting, because Alvaro Morata and, you know, those kind of strikers were strikers who were not present in the position where they were supposed to be, because balls were being delivered and they would not be present and then they would miss goals. But Timo Werner, he is there. He is absolutely 100% physically there, and then yet he misses goals. It sometimes hurts to see it. And the initial, before the Pulisic one, when Courtois stopped one, that was a sitter. That was a sitter. You should have used more power.
And that, even I am a goalkeeper, I would have scored that goal.
And you actually, like, this is something which I noticed in yesterday's match, because Timo Werner is known for making his runs. And when I always look at the match, the midfielders see, and they just see Timo Werner there, and they're like, no, I'm not going to pass it to them. So
if you see Pulisic's goal, he could have easily passed it to Timo Werner in that.
Yes.
He saw Timo Werner, he decided that I have to go on my own.
Yes.
And that was his best decision. Like, he showed class.
And what composure, what goal.
Yeah.
He's back to his old self, according to me. The Pulisic we saw in the last half of the last season, that he is back, and that is exactly what we needed in the match. And so, one more person.
Yeah.
Who Kante. I wanted to... Kante, exactly. N'Golo
but
Kante.
But you know, the most underrated fellow from yesterday's for Chelsea...
Who?
For me, was Jorginho.
Yes, man. I will agree there. Yes.
Like, no one is talking about him. But for me, he was the one who was making things.
Yes, I will totally, for a fact, agree that, you know, Jorginho was under the radar yesterday, and he should have been given more praises because of the plays he did. But I'm just telling you, N'Golo Kante, I feel, according to me, is still a class apart, because he's everywhere, man. He's everywhere, and it is not easy to manage that three midfield, Kroos, Modric. And all, no, you know, like,
exactly, but I don't know why Zidane, that's why I'm asking, like, I was telling you, like, why Zidane used Modric as a winger in the first half, that was, like, that is beyond my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, even I do not know, and I mean, Kante provided so many balls for Team 1, so many balls for everyone, and
even in first half, Kante was everywhere, second half also, but if you remember, I don't know if you, I guess you saw this Real Madrid versus Liverpool game.
I don't think I did see the game. What happened?
In that game, the same like what Real Madrid was doing to Liverpool. Like in that game, like in this game, Jorginho was having a lot of space to go into and do his stuff.
Okay.
The same thing Liverpool did to Kroos. In that game, Kroos had a lot of stuff, like space to go into. So, in this game, Real Madrid was actually trapped into their own. Like, they were baited, kind of. But I guess advantage Chelsea right now.
I wouldn't say actually it is advantage Chelsea, because I'm very sure you cannot stop Real Madrid from scoring, okay? With that kind of a striker in front of you, I'm very sure they're going to score.
But the thing is, they had just one chance yesterday. One or two good chances.
Yeah.
And Real Madrid, if I am Benzema, I have no one to pass it to.
Yes.
Like, at times in first half also, if you remember, who got the yellow card? I guess Pulisic got the yellow card for tackling on Marcelo. Was it Pulisic or who?
I think, yeah, it was exactly, yes, it was Pulisic, yes.
Yeah, from back behind he came.
From behind,
so,
yes.
In that, yeah, so in that, if you see, Marcelo had no one to pass it to. Vinicius was there next to him, but Vinicius also at times was looking like, I have three players marking me. What can I do?
Yeah.
And it, he's not wrong also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, second half for me was kind of boring also. But first half was like, had Chelsea taken, scored one more goal, I'm telling you, you would have won it then and there itself.
And I'm very sure people should not say advantage Chelsea, because they, Real Madrid are not going to stop scoring, and they are definitely going to score in Stamford Bridge. And when they score in Stamford Bridge, the advantage goes away. So the only way we get the advantage is that we have a 0-0 draw in the Stamford Bridge, which I'm very sure
that is also possible. That is possible. No one knows.
I mean, when you see, I saw the Liverpool second leg match, I think. Not the first leg. Mm. The second leg I saw, I saw only the first half, and Zidane parked the bus. I mean, against Liverpool. And Liverpool played really well. I mean, I'm not
but
telling
they had 3-1 advantage in that game, right?
Exactly. So, that is the only way you can make Zidane to park the bus. This leg, he's going to go super aggressive, and I'm very sure they're going to score goals.
It actually depends, like how, like fitness and all, who comes back, who does not come back.
Yeah, like, I think Ramos is pretty much back, because he was already sitting in the stands and watching. So I think next leg he's back.
If he's back, then advantage Madrid.
Exactly.
So, today we have another game, which I guess we have talked in past two podcasts also. So
yes.
We will not go that much into detail, but this game is like, you can talk about it all the time.
Exactly.
Man City are coming from a place where they have won a cup in the past game.
Yes.
In the previous game, and PSG are still struggling to reach to the top of, at the top of their own respective league.
Yeah, but you know, with the, I think PSG had the toughest fixtures in the Champions League, according to me.
Yeah, and I guess PSG for me, like, I'll back PSG, because I guess they deserve it this time. They have earned it, kind of, but but yeah, it is like that only, and it is how it is. We can't, but yeah, I'll still say Man City has an edge, but I want PSG to win first.
I mean, I think more than this is, more than you should say, you know, Man City versus PSG or PSG versus Man City, I think it will be the clash between Pochettino and Pep Guardiola, because it is how they outlast each other, because they've played a lot of times against each other in the past. And in the Champions League, we all know
who has
that. In this
game, you know, in Champions League games, you never know. Like yesterday, the Pulisic goal, if you see, it was solely because of...
Exactly. Yes.
It wasn't a tap-in or something. He went, he dribbled past goalkeeper, then he shot.
Yes.
So, sometimes that individual brilliance...
Mm.
Like if I'll tell you, our Spurs, like Lucas Moura in that game, individually he won us the game.
Yes.
So, in this game, you can't discount on Mbappe or Neymar. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And I've heard that.
Pochettino
has said that he'll somehow play. If he's 10% fit also, Pochettino has said he'll play.
Oh, I mean, and the same way, the same thing goes to Man City too. You know, they have this assist god called Kevin De Bruyne, who will offer him balls.
He's not looking like Kevin De Bruyne, but actually, you know, I don't know what has happened. Like in Spurs versus Man City last game I saw, I was ready for a like full 5-6-0 battering. I had in mind that it is going to be a 5-6-0 battering, but they like, it is, we parked the bus and we didn't do anything, just parked the bus. Spurs just went, parked the bus, and even when they scored, we were just parking the bus. We had no plan to attack, but it was just some one or two guys mark Kevin De Bruyne. Like, you need a man on man with Kevin De Bruyne, like, so that there is no...
Man City, other players do their stuff. This is where I guess Phil Foden comes to place.
I mean, the very much names you know, the very names you utter itself is giving me chill. I can't believe some people are on the bench waiting for their chance, because I don't know.
Nathan Ake walks into many PL defenses, like defenses. Apart from, I guess,
except the real Man top City? Six, you know. Except the real top six.
No, he walks into our defense straight away. Nathan Ake. He walks into Arsenal's defense.
Apart from that,
who are the other? No. Top six meaning which top six you mean? Traditional top six?
No, I mean the traditional top six, not the like current top six. I mean the traditional top six.
Okay, so top six, I guess he walks into Arsenal, Liverpool's at the moment. Yes, he walks into there.
Yeah, agreed. Also. Agreed.
And who else is there? Manu, Lindelof, maybe. I don't know. Chelsea, I don't know. And Man City, he's not. Apparently given chances.
Yeah.
It is sad to see teams like Man City. So, yeah.
No, I mean, he's young. He's young, and obviously, 2 years before when a lot of teams were telling Man City are going to sell Phil Foden, Pep Guardiola told, no, I'm not going to do anything of that sort because he's very important to us. And I think he's shown why he was. I think Man City had a squad who are.
Phil Foden has perfectly, I guess, replaced David Silva.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's and just one, that...
Yeah.
They keep, you know, people ready for their replacements 2-3 years ago itself, because they want them to blend in the squad a lot before that.
But one player I would... Like, one signing, I guess, Man City still needs is a striker.
I think they will not find a striker like Aguero, because he was really too good. Okay, he was really too good, and
the kind of supplies if they give a decent striker also will do.
Yeah, I mean, a striker, no disrespect to anyone here, but a striker in the level of Eric Choupo-Moting also will actually be really good for Man City with this height and with this versatility.
Exactly. So, let's talk about Premier League.
Yes.
So, Mourinho got sacked.
Yeah, that is something I will never be able to understand. I mean, okay, I think I know it is your team, but I just want to just ask you one question. The manager who took you to a cup finals and is known for winning trophies, and I don't understand why Tottenham should just 5 days before the Carabao Cup. If he's going to be sacked, let him be sacked.
Fine, you sack him, we lost the cup final, our team is in dead state, fine. Plus, the manager for which we sacked them went to Bayern Munich yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, initially, when I heard the news itself, I think we were talking and you told me about Nagelsmann. I was like, no, man, I think Bayern Munich are definitely going to take. But I think officially they announced that yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
And
I also did not understand. I have heard the reasons from insiders that apparently if Mourinho had Mourinho won this thing, the confidence in squad would have come back, and then Mourinho would have said, I have won you a trophy in this many years, so now you give me money and sell Dele Alli. And he had squad divided, literally. Mourinho divided the squad ever. So even after he got the sack news, I've heard that he went to the training ground and he talked to players bitching about others.
Oh, wow.
You're getting me?
Yeah, I think after he got sacked, he posted an Instagram about a story. I mean, a video saying...
No, that was different.
Oh, okay.
Went to the training ground and he was talking to players about bitching about others. Like other players.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Wow, okay.
Mourinho had... Like, he wanted players out of the club, and those kind of players were like Dele Alli, Harry Winks. So, these players are actually... The problem with them is they are homegrown also. You understand the homegrown quota and all that. Premier League. That is a major issue for many teams. So we also have that kind of issue.
Yeah, you even signed Joe Hart for that sole purpose.
Yeah. We signed Joe Hart for that sole. Yeah, so exactly. So I have heard that he did this, but I don't know. Manager and yes, if had he won us the cup, he would have gotten some good bonus for winning a cup.
Yes, I mean the club would itself got.
No, but I don't think so. Carabao Cup, like, it pays so much.
It doesn't
actually
pay
the
so
problem
much,
is.
But at least no, fans, the fans will actually invest in something, right? You know, the merchandise and stuff like that.
The thing is, actually, I guess, like, at the time of when Mourinho was signing the contracts, all the contracts, it was fans were there and no one expected this to happen, pandemic to happen.
Yes.
So, I guess the bonuses must be quite higher than expected.
Mm.
So, I guess that is one of the major, like, our club is in huge debt.
Yeah, and I think this is obviously misleading, just troll information. But I heard that you sacked Mourinho because you were expecting a signing bonus from the European Super League. And when every club pulled out, you also had to pull out. And now that you're stuck in the middle of something
That I have also heard, but I don't think so. This would have happened. Like, this had nothing to do with that. That much I know. I read an article on Athletic. In that, it was clearly written that the problem with our fans also, I completely blame fans also. Like, they were not able to see. Actually, the thing is, with Mourinho's football, if you get results, it's fine. If you're winning every game, fine. But if with that football, if you're continuously bottling, then it is tough on eyes, for eyes also to see.
Yes.
Because you have players who can do stuff, but you are just asking.
I
heard one of the insiders, they told this also.
Okay.
Mourinho's tactics were more focused on opponents rather than their own team.
Okay.
So, when we used to score, like, 99% of the games, we have scored first. If you make a points tally of first half,
yeah,
we are finishing second. Yeah.
Yes.
So, after the first half, when the opponent used to score, we had no clue, like, because they have scored. Now what to do?
Okay.
This and all happened and...
But if I ask you, you know, what your decision, if you were Daniel Levy, would you have sacked Mourinho?
Not at that point. No one would have sacked. No club director, I guess he's what, I don't know, chairman. But no chairman in his right mind will sack a manager 1 week before cup final. And that to a manager who can actually go and challenge Pep Guardiola. And he replaced him with a 29-year-old. Like, what to say to them? Like, seriously, he's 8 years older than me. Like, I don't know. Like, if you give me such a job, like regardless of anything, a football managerial job for a club like Spurs is a huge thing. Like, if I ask you that you are the Chelsea manager tomorrow, what will you do? In 1 week, you have a cup final against Pep Guardiola.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
So, yeah, that happened, and then Leicester City also won.
Yeah.
And
this, I think this...
Inchi and... I guess they have this...
Iheanacho.
Huh?
Iheanacho.
Iheanacho. Sorry, I'm sorry. Iheanacho. He has caught some form of his life.
14 games in all competitions, 14 goals. That is some monstrous form, and he's even given the assist in goal. And
yeah,
I can't believe, you know, such a player existed, and Jamie Vardy has gone under the radar.
Yeah, for Leicester City, if Jamie Vardy has gone under the radar, then he has something special.
And they have not yet got, you know, Brentford is still playing the season really well.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, you know, I think we will. And Leicester City have actually you know, are playing well, basically, because at this point of time, they will start bottling and even lose out four. But suddenly, they are going to be competitors for the top Champions League. And I think, you know, they will get into the Champions League, which will be a very big, leaf in Brendan Rodgers' cap. And I think it's all...
Feather.
I'm using the wrong idioms. Feather in Brendan Rodgers' cap. And, you know, I think it is all credit to Iheanacho and all their strikers and the tactics which, you know, Brendan Rodgers have thought about.
Loved it this season.
Yeah, I think that the way they played, they beat Man City 2, I think 5-2 or something in the initial part of the season. I think, yes, they did deserve going through the top four.
Yeah, like, seriously, I guess they deserved it. Arsenal to Everton.
I mean, no words, I think. Sorry?
Burned Leno's miss, did you see?
Yeah, I did.
So, what is going on there? Like,
I wish
they don't win in Europa League.
According to me, Arteta is doing everything he can. Each match, one player decides to pick up and make a mistake and make Arsenal lose.
It's not like they're scoring 8 goals and they're conceding 5 goals. It's just one goal they conceded and it is on manager.
Yeah, I mean, yes, partly on manager, but still, you know, I think sometimes a lot of decent games of Arsenal I'm seeing is that just that the play very lazy. Because when was the last time Aubameyang scored a Premier League goal? He was the Golden Boot winner under Unai Emery. Under Unai Emery, I think Aubameyang was the Golden Boot winner. And under Arteta, it is playing full-fledged forward.
Yeah. He has changed, I guess. Aubameyang is a winger now.
Yeah.
Since when he signed that thing, I guess Aubameyang has showed his true colors.
He's changed his hairstyle and then I don't know, man. I think he's the one after that.
Liverpool against Newcastle. This was the funniest show ever.
Oh my god, I cannot believe. I think it was just, you know, it was already written in the stars that Newcastle are going to score the equalizer in the extra time.
And did you see the game?
Yes, I didn't see the game.
First off, the way Liverpool were playing, exactly this is how yesterday Chelsea was playing. Like, and Liverpool were more dangerous. Like,
yeah.
I was shocked that how are they not 3-4 goals ahead.
And I mean, finally after they got their goal disallowed too, they still were not, like, I felt Liverpool leaked defensively very badly because they were just very sloppy.
No, but you see the mentality, like, if you concede once in extra time and it gets disallowed, your players will feel like, okay. But they had no intention to press also. They were like, from Newcastle, you keep the ball.
I mean, and I really do not know what Liverpool thought in the last. I really don't know what Liverpool thought in the last few minutes because they should just be focused on clearing the ball, and that's what something they didn't
do. That's footballing basics.
Oh my god, I don't have really any words to describe how Liverpool were playing in the last, I mean, the extra time, 90 plus 4, or whatever.
Okay, and now next question from my side will be West Ham versus Chelsea. That game was another, like, red card was not a red card for me.
I mean, yeah, sure.
And if that was a red card, then why did he not give another red card for Rudiger?
Thing is, Thiago Silva did the same exact foul for the, you know, same exact two fouls he did against West Brom. And he got the card. He got two yellow cards. Yes, I agree. But I still feel, I mean, I'm not going to argue whether it's a red card or not, because I also feel it's not a red card.
No, it has been reversed, right? It has been reversed.
Oh, I didn't know this.
it has been reversed. Like West Ham appealed and it has been reversed. Because it was a follow-up of what he did. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't classic Granit Xhaka tackle. It was just a normal tackle. Not even a tackle. He was just clearing the ball.
I mean, yes, I will agree that it was not a red card. The referee made a bad decision. I will not be disputing over the fact that. But I feel, you know, we got the win somehow. And I should be really happy with it. Because it is very rare that decisions go Chelsea's way. And I'm happy it went our way at this point of time. That's all.
Talking about rare events.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, according to me at least, it's something rare that something goes according to Chelsea's way in refereeing at least. Because, yes, we've been given decisions our way, but it's very rare that we've been given decisions our way in a wrong manner, like a lot of other teams. So, I'm saying, yes, we did receive the decision. It was a wrong decision. And I'm not going to be sad about it because it may be the main thing which caused us to win the match.
Yeah, it was one of the main reasons. But yeah, talking about, you were talking about rare events.
Yeah.
Did you see Wolves again?
I was thinking right now, what match are we missing to talk about? And oh my God, Wolves versus Burnley. I don't think any team in the world, I mean, any team in Premier League has the balls to go score more than 2 goals against Wolves.
Yeah.
And Burnley, the most defensive team, I mean, the most physical team and the most defensive team I've seen, scored 4 and after scoring 4 goals, they were holding the ball because they were scrapped.
Yeah. And 90+4, you must have seen that photo also. Burnley striker took the ball to the sideways, like near corner flag, and doing dribble ball.
Yeah. I think they were now literally looking for the win very, very crazily. But I think the next match is something important to us also because they play West Ham. And if they could, I mean, I don't think Burnley could beat West Ham, I'm not very sure. Because Burnley could beat Wolves away, that too. And when 4-0 happened, I talked Wood and Vydra and those kind of players. So, no idea about what to expect from the West Ham versus Burnley game, which is going to be next for Burnley.
Yeah. But it was nice to see.
I
guess now our listeners know what Europa League is, but I would like to ask you. One question, first of all, I know you will say no only, like, is it fair? No, right?
Yeah, I will say no only, yes.
So, my second question to you is going to be, if this is not fair, then how is Champions League fair?
No, the thing is, I am actually a little surprised or a little, you know,
Know the main reason why PSG did not participate in this? This happened, I was like, why is PSG not participating? Because it was Bayern Munich, I got it. Because if you remember, 50+1 rule they have in Germany. And apart from that, if you like, German fans are more of an emotional kind of fans. I don't know if you have seen this, but did you see the Schalke video?
Schalke? No, I did not see the Schalke video. What was it about?
So, Schalke got relegated after so many years.
Yes.
And their fans attacked all the players. Like, literally, there is a video of players running on the streets and fans attacking them from behind.
Oh my God.
So, imagine if Bayern Munich would have... Super League stuff, or Dortmund would have signed for this. But I was in doubt, why is PSG not signing? Then I understood, like, then I went in, like, I dug deep and, like, I researched. And one of the main reasons is the Nasser Al-Khalifi, I don't know the name, like, I don't remember name, exact owner's name, but PSG's owner has rights, like, TV rights of Champions League.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, and TV rights are not cheap.
Yes.
TV rights was one of the main reasons why this ESL was formed, right?
Yes. Yes.
So PSG's owner has Champions League rights. I don't know where, but they have a huge proportion in that. Second, UEFA's chairman and this PSG, or Aldo, whatever his name is, they're friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when this happened, PSG's, we all know that Agnelli was going to be sacked.
Yes.
So he saw an opportunity and he grabbed it. Because, like PSG played very smart in this, and we still don't know it is going to happen or not. You know?
Yeah, because even now, I think that even after our 3 days ago, when Perez was questioned one more time, he told very clearly that the ESL was still on, and it seems the fans have been given wrong information about the ESL, and it has not been explained clearly to them, so they are hating about it. But it is still definitely on, and the clubs who have signed are already signed, and they cannot leave.
And do you think this is like this thing is true? Like, do you think your club or mine club would we have so dumb lawyers and stuff that someone comes and tells us something, but we don't understand it, but we still sign for it. We still get 350 million. I guess it was 350 million. Yes, we still get the money. We still get hate from fans.
Then billionaires
are they apologize. Like if you say Liverpool's, I don't remember his name. Glazers apologized.
Yes.
Ed Woodward resigned.
Yes.
So much happened.
Yes.
Kroenke's are like they're
the
saying
thing
that
is, latest information is that as of yesterday, I think Thiago Henry and even Patrick Vieira maybe along with Spotify. Were going to buy Arsenal, but yesterday night there was this news which came where Kroenke clearly told that he has no intention of selling Arsenal.
And why will he have an intention of selling Arsenal?
That is true. And the fact that, you know, I feel everything in the ESL is all a domino effect, because when you see why clubs joined, it was very clearly because they didn't want to feel left out. Because there are, and when I think this is something I could be proud of too, when Chelsea were the first one to you know tell we are out, you know, from the Super League, every team eventually followed because they didn't know if it was okay to leave the ESL. And when Chelsea started announcing Man City,
this also I would like to go a little back in history, you know. When the first this UEFA Champions League started,
I don't know when it started exactly.
It started in mid 50s. Real Madrid, they asked Chelsea Football Club, like, we are starting this, like, all the champions from all the countries will come and play. Would you like to join us? Chelsea said yes. But at that point of time, something happened, some event happened that made Chelsea pull out from that.
And
they were, I guess, the only club from England to do that, Chelsea, at that time. So, but they were the first ones to pull out.
Yes.
Champions League happened. And today Chelsea is fighting to win it.
Yes.
So, and I guess I'm not totally against Super League for many reasons, because the new Champions League format, if you see it, they are saying that they'll
be based on history.
They are telling they are going to add extra teams, and each team will be guaranteed 10 matches, it seems.
And yeah, extra teams, but those teams are getting in because of history. So if I'll tell you one event, like last year it happened, Juventus is Agnelli again. Plantas qualification in Champions League.
Yes.
In his exact quotes, he said that why are Atlanta here? They don't have any history. They should not be here just based on one season's good performance. Now, if you see Juventus are struggling to qualify for Champions League this season, and suddenly this kind of bizarre rule comes that teams will get in because based on the history.
What is this rule?
Why are fans with this UEFA? Like, this is basically that only. Why are four teams coming from England and one team coming from Croatia? Why is Ajax not getting why Ajax has to play all the qualification matches, then get the qualification where they have more history than, I guess, from Premier League, I guess two clubs only, Man U and Man City, Liverpool only has right to say that we are Ajax's level in terms of history. But four Premier League teams are getting in. So there are many wrong doings happening.
Yes, the one more fact that I was really surprised is that when every team was actually asking about money from the UEFA, you know, the bonuses and all, they always used to say they don't have money. And when the Super League was announced, they suddenly, out of nowhere, told that they were investing $4 billion, £4 billion in the new UEFA Champions League. So I also read this news from somewhere that this ESL was just trap kind of thing, where it was just to make UEFA get out the money which they took from the fans and the players without their knowledge. So if this concept comes,
I don't think so. It will be I don't think so. It will be for that. Like, because if you see, why will billionaires come together and announce such a bizarre competition in middle of a season?
Yes.
Like, they could have waited for the season
to get over, right?
Yeah.
And suddenly, out of nowhere, they just came out and announced it. So, it sounds that like they were serious. And they did not want to take money out of UEFA.
Yes. I really don't know. I think the fans, I think maybe if the Super League comes out with a little more saying that, you know, each team, the clubs can change, which is what I'm really interested in. I do not want the Super League to be a league where, you know, they keep playing with the same teams. So that, you know, what is the point if you lose? Because I don't understand. You don't get to
That is just for the 12 founding members, right? 15 founding.
Yes. Whatever.
But three.
Yeah, they are fixed and they will only keep playing. Okay. Because not
and
the
nice.
Are going to
yeah.
Play. And I want that.
The way ever.
Yeah, what you want?
I want new
teams. You want relegations from that.
I want relegations. I don't mind even if 11 teams, only the champions should stay and the other 11 teams go away. I don't mind. If that kind of league comes, yes, I will be okay to watch that.
But it's not like
Liverpool and
Man United. I'll just compare these two. Last season, Liverpool won the Champions League. Oh no, sorry, Premier League. This season, they are struggling to qualify, and possibly they won't qualify for the Champions
League. Yes.
Now with players like Van Dijk, Salah, Mane, Thiago
Alcantara, and Alisson in their team. Do you think they'll be comfortable playing in Europa League?
I mean,
so
they were players
now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just here, Mia. Plus, if you see, this is just investment part I'm talking. Now, if you see, West Ham tomorrow, for suppose West Ham qualifies for Champions League and they somehow manage, like I'm pretty sure it will be very difficult for them to manage out of the group. And if they manage out of the group and they supposedly play, would you be interested in Liverpool versus Real Madrid or West Ham versus Real Madrid?
Fair question. Yes, I would be interested in Liverpool versus
and
Real Madrid.
Which fixture will give more money to them?
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool versus Real Madrid, yes.
And
I've seen fans saying
that money is like, I just want to say one thing to them. The four teams in the semi-finals of the Champions League are there because of the investments. None of the team is Ajax or none of the team is let's say Atlanta, who have not invested anything and then they just came out of nowhere and then they did that.
You see the initial investment of all investments of all the four teams, and that is what made them like reach that level.
Yes.
And they just wanted to make more money, and it's not wrong. Like in Premier League, I've heard that Sheffield United will receive the same amount of some bonuses and all as Premier League club as Man United. Mm. They're not the same clubs. There are like huge differences there in those clubs.
Yes.
So, billionaires coming out and doing this, I was surprised but not shocked. Like, I mean, these are the same words, but you get right.
Yes, I understand what I'm saying. I mean, what you're saying, sorry.
Yeah, but it's too much complicated stuff.
I think after the season ends, during the transfer market is when we will know, you know, what the Super League is exactly, what are the rules, what UEFA Champions League is proposing, and then the fans will have to choose a side between the Super League and the Champions League.
If your club goes and plays in European Super League, will you see?
See, the fact is that yes, I will see. I was not okay with the fact that, you know, FIFA was slashing the players, saying they will not be allowed to play the World Cup or any other FIFA related.
That is also kind of, I guess, BS only, because imagine, like, what is the, if I'm FIFA, what is my selling point? My selling point is not
Barcelona's not playing the World Cup.
My selling point is going to be players.
Yes.
In India, there are diehard Messi fans, diehard Ronaldo fans, and if these two players are not participating, 80% of the viewership goes down then and there itself. I'm not saying Argentina is the best team in for footballing world or Portugal is the best team, but I can assure you that the most games viewed for the teams are, and these two are in top five. Like these two are in top five. Like there are teams which play better than them, but people just know there are 90 like millions of people who just know Messi and Ronaldo and watch football for just two of them. FIFA World Cup. So your main attraction, you can't just pull it out.
Yeah,
I guess that was some thing they said.
I was not okay with this factor.
And I'll tell you one more thing. I was talking to a friend who recently started, like this season itself, he started watching football, and he was happy. He became a Liverpool fan, and he was happy. He was like, "Yeah, my club will play this team one week, that team other week." Because for him, it's more entertainment than value, and it's entertainment only, right?
Yes.
And what the
pundits came out like? Did you see the Gary Neville rant?
Yeah, I think I did see the Gary Neville rant.
So with his rant also, I would like I've heard that if
out and buys
the rights, he'll be the one who will be commented, like who will be doing commentary and all. He'll be the one who will be hosting talking shows.
Yes.
So all I want to say is no one is clean.
Yeah.
Like there were people saying save Champions League. What Champions League they are saving now? Already a messed up schedule they have. Like seriously, I used to feel pity for top six.
Yes.
Because if you remember when the group stages are going on, your team has to play this season when Europa League group stages were going on for Spurs. Spurs had weeks where they had to play four games a week.
Yes.
Mourinho came out, Pep also said this. Yes. Everyone says like, why are we playing four games? Now they have to pay it more. So this is just like you either buy two teams.
See, the thing is now Champions League format should come. I think will not be will be told, and then the European Super League also will have to make its case. And I think right now in the footballing world, fans are the deciding committee, because they will get to decide on what their team needs to do. Because it actually was really surprising for me that the fans' words were actually taken by the club, and then they did something for the fans.
This also reason I think so maybe can be the reason for so soon announcement. One of the reason can be like slightly in London and all lockdown is getting lifted. So if fans were allowed in state,
could have created a madness.
Yeah.
So before fans comes in, they might have thought that we let's announce it, and then when the European Super League will start, no one will say anything.
Maybe. It's all a dilemma.
Yeah, but that would have lifted. Like, depends on how. Like, imagine if European Super League happens. Like, let's take the example of Jack Grealish. His market value right now is estimated as 100 million to 90, 80 to 100 million. That would have inflated. Like, you would have paid 150 million for him, and Aston Villa would have received more money. So they would have invested in more down players to buy them. Then this way money would have, like, the tree would have gotten more fruitful.
I think this is all, you know, I see. The thing is, initially I also thought, okay, probably the Super League is, you know, for something which is good, they equalize the things and all. I was just not okay with only one thing, which is no
qualification.
No relegation,
yeah.
No qualification.
That is all. So that is a blessing for us. As a Spurs fan, I was very happy that this is not there. Because when I heard this thing, the first thing I said was, shit, are we going to get relegated now? So then I read, oh, we are not getting relegated anyway, so it's fine.
But yeah,
life for a football fan is changing. Like, changes are happening, and a lot of changes are happening, and I don't know what to say. So I guess transfer market, I guess Liverpool signed a defender from RB Leipzig.
It's not done yet, but yeah, Konate is almost close to signing Liverpool.
And Nagelsmann signed for Bayern Munich.
Yes, and Upamecano had signed in the January. And I think he's just reunited.
Bayern Munich is doing, like, do you see the dominance of Bayern Munich?
Yeah.
Like, they said that RB Leipzig as a club is something that is coming, that came in to remove the dominance of Bayern Munich. It only took 2 months for Bayern Munich to just say to RB Leipzig, okay, kid, now it's my turn to show my cards.
No, I think more than, you know, the domination, I feel Bayern Munich has that, you know, the greatness in them that, you know, any manager would not turn down the job. Because imagine...
No, but like, still, right, RB Leipzig agreed. If I were RB, like, if you are Chelsea, if Spurs comes in tomorrow, like, Spurs, some billionaire comes in and buys Spurs, and then he says that he goes to Abramovich and says that give me Tuchel for 100 million, Abramovich will say, I have enough money, I don't need more.
Yeah.
Like, you will never sell your manager anything to your direct rivals.
Yes, I will agree
until
that.
Unless you are Leicester City.
No, I'm just telling, you know, look, like, right now, look at Hansi Flick's career. Okay, he took over Bayern as an interim manager. Okay,
yeah.
Interim manager. And then he was made the manager of Bayern Munich after he confirmed that Bayern Munich will be winning the
Bundesliga.
This one. Bundesliga. And then he went on to win this sextuple in the first season itself with absolute dominance. With absolute dominance.
Yeah.
Not with, you know, 1-0, 2-0 wins. 8-2 and, you know, 4-0, 5-0 wins. Okay. With world-class teams. And then, right now, Germany. Germany has called him to manage Germany now. Germany national club. That is his career. Interim manager to trophies to Germany manager. So everyone who would look at Bayern Munich right now would be thinking, okay, this is a part where I can show off my skills and probably even be called into the next stage of my life. So
yeah,
that is also one main factor.
But I would love to say thank you. Now I'm feeling like I should thank Chelsea for stealing Timo Werner and
otherwise
this season both of them
for some reason.
Yes,
although I don't think so, Timo Werner will fit into this Bayern Munich up, like until unless he agrees to play as a winger, like permanent winger. So I guess that is it.
Yeah, I think we've covered mostly everything.
That is it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Shivcharan.
Thank you, guys.
Peace out.
Bye.